We go back for some more news items now with a bit of sport, as amongst other items, the city continues to dwell on the fortunes of the City Football Club. Norwich City wants Angus Gunn to be a key part of their summer rebuild. The Scotland international has finally established himself as number one at Carrow Road and is seen as capable of delivering a sense of stability in what could be a busy close season. Gunn's form may see him come up in some of the gossip columns, and whilst the financial situation means the Canaries would have to entertain suitable offers for any of their players, this summer head coach David Wagner is keen for him to stay.
Departing Norwich City goalkeeper Michael McGovern will continue playing after becoming a free agent this summer. The former Northern Irish international will turn 39 in July and didn't make a senior appearance for the Canaries last season, but insists he won't finish his career after leaving Carrow Road. "I'm definitely going to continue playing," he said, speaking to official club channels. "As you get older, people ask when you're going to retire, but I feel really good. I'm in the gym 6 days a week, so I'm in the best shape I've ever been in, really. I feel I can play for another few years yet, so it's just about seeing what opportunities come up that suit me now."
A Norwich sportsman has struck gold at the World Transplant Games. Some 120 athletes who have received transplants returned victorious from Australia after competing in the 2023 World Transplant Games for Great Britain and Northern Ireland. One of those athletes was Norwich's own John Allen, 61, who competed in squash and took home the title in the sport. Team GB and NI finished at the top of the medal table, winning an impressive total of 288 medals. John was 56 when doctors told him that he would need a heart transplant due to a condition called cardiac sarcoidosis. He received his donor heart in April 2018 when he underwent the life-saving transplant surgery. John said, "It was a great honour to be selected to represent Team GB in Perth, an unforgettable experience that would not have been possible without my donor and their family. Thanks to the choices they made in the past, my future is brighter." The transplant games exist to increase awareness about transplants and the people who receive them. It also gives them a platform to show just how strong they are following the surgeries.
A campaign to halt the installation of a 5G mast on one of the city's medieval churches has been launched. St Augustine's Church dates back to the 15th century and has Norwich's only 17th century brick tower, which a contractor is now eyeing for the site of its latest pole. Community leader Stuart McLaren objects to the plans for the NR3 building due to concerns over the historical impact it will have. The contractor behind the scene, Net Coverage Solutions, is offering to pay £5,000 a year for 20 years towards the upkeep of the historic building, as well as unveiling the installation plans. Despite the proposed funds, Mr. McLaren has started a petition to stop the scheme, saying that he felt that the mast would interfere with the church's history. He said, "I would rather it didn't happen, but I'm more receptive following the public meeting. Historical impact was my main concern, but it seems the plans will keep impact to the minimum."
Fans of all things steam will not want to miss the return of one of the country's largest steam engine events. The Strumpshaw Steam Engine Rally will run from Saturday, May the 27th until Monday, May the 29th at the Strumpshaw Hall Steam Museum, featuring more than 200 engines and vintage vehicles. There will also be miniature steam engines, tractors, displays in the Grand Ring and more. Tickets cost £10 for adults, payable by cash only at the gate, and are free for under 16s.
Now we come to our first feature. In his nostalgia column, Evening News writer Derek James tells us about the world-class factory which rose from the ruins of war-torn Norwich. His article is read by Ian Robertson.